The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Excuse me. Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Today's the 31st of May, the last day of May. Liam, what happened? Did you let that, you let it slip away?
I let it slip away.
You did. Hey, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And what's the weather look like today, Liam?
Well, today we have a high of 90 and a low of 60. We have a red flag warning that's going to be dropping off after today. Wednesday, we are looking at a high of 93 and a low of 65. Thursday, a high of 91, low of 62. And Friday, a high of 86.
Okay. Hey, weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned business, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friends, so it's customer service that makes the difference. And Shasta Gas Propane has that customer service. It's a family-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane treats their customers like friends. Give them a call, 365-3793. Now, when it says a red flag warning, somebody called this morning, right, Liam?
Yes.
And asked?
If it was a red flag warning.
And because?
Well, I assume it has to do, I don't actually know.
Oh, I thought he was talking about cutting his grass.
Well, he was wanting to know if he could cut his grass. I told him he probably shouldn't.
Okay, red flag warning. It's dry, that wind is blowing like crazy. So there's things you don't do. Maybe don't cut your grass today. Don't do things that's going to, that could cause sparks and go into a grassy area. And then with the wind the way it is, it'll just take off. So that red flag warning will be, probably lifted tomorrow because it has a lot to do with the wind. And so just put everything off like that. Here's your chance, guys. You don't have to cut the grass today. So. Nobody cuts their grass on Tuesdays, do they?
It's a weekend thing.
It's a weekend thing. Okay. All right. When I got into horses again, you know, I've had horses my whole life, endurance riding, packing in the mountains, polo, all of these things. Things have changed. You know, I haven't had a horse in 20-something years or more, really. But things have changed. Now, I went to my across-the-street neighbors, John and Michelle, who raise cattle and have horses, and they do, I mean, they do cattle roundups. Then they move cattle, and then they have a calving season, and in fact named one of their little bulls Carl. Unfortunately, Carl became Carlita at some point. But he's still out there. Anyway, so now I'm going around looking for a horse chiropractor. A horse chiropractor. They have them to adjust the horse and its back and other things. Also, I have started a stretching program. Yeah, I know. No, not for me. For the horse. I swear I am not making this up. I've got 10 stretching exercises. You know, if I did 10 stretching exercises on myself every morning, I'd feel a lot better. I know that. And then I'm watching what I'm doing to this horse. And I'm thinking, I could do that. I mean, that might make my, you know, shoulders a little tight. That might help. Or, you know, there's one where you put your thumb on its navel and then like 6 or 7 inches back. And then you're just keeping your thumb stiff, go up its side and it lifts its back up. And I thought, wow, I wonder if that would work on a person. Get down on all fours and they put their, well, maybe that, yeah, I guess it could work. Anyway, so now there's a horse chiropractor going to be in my life. So, I mean, it's, little supplements. Now, I was racing 50-mile races, and they call them rides, but since they give out, since they keep track of when you finish, and you get an award if you finish first, it's kind of like a race. They don't call them races. And I remember I would give supplements, you know, more food essentially to my horse, and you know, vitamins. But that was it. I don't ever remember stretching. I never stretched that horse. We would just, you know, warm up, and then we'd ride, we'd train. And then in the mornings of the endurance rides, you know, I would stretch his front leg, you know, when I put the girth on him. So it would fit, you know, so the girth might be, you know, so it would be relaxed under the girth a little bit. But that was the only stretch I did, and not all the time. And yet we seemed to do pretty well. Now, has time gone on so that now we're getting chiropractors for horses? And I'm just wondering, because you want, you know, horses are very, you know, horses are sensitive. They pick up on your, emotions, of course. You get tense, they get tense. So maybe, you know, maybe I should start a business meditation for horses. And you go out there and you kind of like, you know, you put your fingers on their head and you go, to relax them before somebody rides them. Horse meditation. It's probably better if you did that to the riders. So have you ever heard of horse chiropractors?
Not until today.
Well, there you go. And there's a business out there. In fact, there's if you go and you look on YouTube, I mean, there is YouTube after YouTube after YouTube on this kind of stuff. Oh, well. Should I start with President Biden right now? Or should I wait till after the break? I think I'll wait till after the break. It's just too much stuff. But what I can talk about is oil has hit $120 a barrel for Brent crude. And Redding gas prices and around Redding, Palo Cedro along the road, if you look at them, $6, $6.20, $6.40 for gas. Now, you can say anything you want about the causes of it, but why has it all been since Mr. Biden took office? They weren't like this under Mr. Trump. No, I mean, you go, Trump, it's not President Biden's fault. It's Putin. No, it started before Putin. It started before the Ukraine. And there is, this is anecdotal evidence. When I say anecdotal stories, not even evidence, but stories, it means somebody told me this. I don't know if it's true, but I guess you could check on it that the gas pumps only go up to like $9.99, which is, when you think about it, is extremely scary. I understand that there's some gas pumps in the nation and in California, being one of them, that they're fixing the gas pumps, refurbishing them, so that they can go to $10 a gallon. Now, you remember, that was fine with President Obama and President Biden. Oh, well, if gas costs more, that means you'll use it less, and then you can get yourself an electric car. Now, ad nauseum, we've gone over the cost, really, of an electric car. And the latest cost is the number of mechanics that will be out of work that won't be able to transition into fixing electric cars. So there's another blue-collar job that's under attack by the Biden administration. The other thing about it is, you know, the amount of just earth you have to displace. The batteries, which were made, which have many minerals in them, that are hard to obtain, and they come from many countries controlled by our enemies. So for the batteries, And again, batteries are just ways of storing power. So you still have to then put up the millions of charging stations. And as we talked about last week, charging stations down in the San Francisco area, only about 60% of them worked. 40% didn't work for a variety of reasons, but they didn't work. So and this continued frenzied push for electric vehicles without really thinking this through. Again, feel good, makes no sense. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by something that does make sense, and that's Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank launched 15 years ago, and ever since then, since the day they opened, they've been moving local dreams forward. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, two right here in Redding, one at 1845 California Street, which is kind of the one I slide by because it's just like down the block, and the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and the newest branch in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. It looks like another hot and dry summer is about to begin, and I pray we won't have any fires. One of the many things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to craft an ordinance to reduce the fuel loads on the federal lands within our county. I would encourage private landowners to reduce the loads on their properties too, but would not burden them with an ordinance, just the federal government with the lands that they manage. We need to get the feds to reduce the risk of fire in our county, not go begging for dollars after we have another disaster. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor, District 5. Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I'm hearing a lot of stories on the campaign trail from citizens who have been told by the county that their sheds are too big and their patio or deck needs a permit. Kiddie pools, doghouses, and even a covered woodpile have been mentioned as instances of grief received from the county. If we are using county equipment and personnel to catch tax-paying citizens doing small improvements on their own property, while we ignore large-scale marijuana grows and transient camps, our priorities need to change. Let's work to make our county better and stop burdening our already overtaxed citizens. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Have you seen this article? Insurance companies are fleeing California.
More politics and regulations driving up the cost of insurance for all of us.
Isn't it always? Wait, don't we get to pick the insurance commissioner?
Yes. I was just reading about Vincent Eugene Allen. He's a doctor and a businessman. He's spending his own money running for insurance commissioner.
His own money, not Sacramento's?
His own money. Dr. Allen and his wife, Connie U. Allen, own seven successful urgent care clinics in Los Angeles. He's an insurance expert.
What does he have to say?
He says we need to take political science out of the office of the insurance commissioner. Take a look at this website, electdrallen2022.com. Vincent Eugene Allen is proposing an independent statewide audit of insurance rates. That's a real policy proposal.
I'm marking my ballot for Vincent Eugene Allen for insurance commissioner and turning it in early. Don't forget to get yours in before June 7th.
Paid for by Dr. Allen for Insurance Commissioner 2022.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remember us? Yes, the Tula Kid?
Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, right there. And a great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. This is our jewelry store of choice, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, President Biden came back to the White House yesterday and outside was talking to the reporters and seemed to call for a 9mm pistol banning. He's talking about banning high caliber firearms. And he said he suggested that high caliber weapons ought to be banned. He made it outside the White House. And, you know, you think of rifles or things like this. Said when he was in New York at a trauma hospital, doctors showed him x-rays of gunshot wounds. They said a .22 caliber bullet will lodge in the lung and we can probably get it out. May be able to get it out and save the life. A 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body. Wrong, wrong, wrong. So the idea of these high caliber weapons is, there's simply no rational basis for it in terms of self-protection, hunting. Remember, the Constitution was never absolute. Yes, it was, sir. Yes, it was. Yes, it is. And then he says this old one that's been disproved 1,000 times. You couldn't buy a cannon when the Second Amendment was passed. Yeah, well, yeah, you could. Because if people were buying cannons and providing them to the services and this. You couldn't go out and purchase a lot of weaponry. And now when they asked him if there was going to be an executive order on guns, he did say, I can't dictate this stuff. So now it's gone from, quote, assault weapons to pistols. Because let's just take this out to the end. He wants to ban, and others want to ban, semi-automatic rifles, right? Well, if you look probably, and if you look at statistics, you'll see that rifles are used in very, very, very few crimes. Very few crimes. It's usually pistols. So if you go after the rifles and say these are bad, they kill so many people, which they don't, but they are a, you know, it's a, quote, high power by definition, a rifle is. And then the next step, of course, is banning the semi-automatic handguns, because, my God, there's more people killed with handguns than there are rifles. Well, there's more people killed with fists and hammers than rifles, too, but I don't see them outlawing fist. But this is, again, this is where your gun control is going to. Oh, let's just use common sense measures. Well, how many more common sense measures do you need than in the state of California? Where you have to wait 10 days? I mean, I can just go on and on and on and on. It was Uvalde horrible? Absolutely. You know how I feel about that. And I am in the beginning, and I'm starting to reach out to different people. And I'm going to reach out to you, our listeners, to be involved with this, is hardening our schools, making it much more difficult for a deranged maniac who somehow has gotten a hold of a gun to come into our schools and start shooting. And I'm not going to turn this one loose. I'm going to bring in as many different groups of people, and I don't care who you are. I don't care if you are the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. You'll be sitting next to each other. I don't care if you are the red, white, and blue and Shasta Fort. I don't care. I want you in this, because there's one thing that I think we can all agree on. We don't want a shooting in our schools like they had in Uvalde or Parkland or these others. Our schools are vulnerable. They are vulnerable right now. Do you care? And if you care, we need to get together. We need to form whatever you want to call it, a united coalition, I don't care what you call it. But then we need to go to our board of supervisors and our city council, where they have millions of dollars right now that was just handed to them. Millions they want to spend on parks. Come on, give me a break, city council. Really? And then millions in the board of supervisors. Well, it all goes to a jail. Well, I tell you what, why don't you peel off 500,000 or 600,000 of that and let's make our schools safer. So how do we do that? Well, in the upcoming week, or 10 days, I will be putting things out. I will try and be put together a coalition and a united front. And if you want to become part of this, look for my Facebook pages. I don't have a name for it. I don't even know if I need a name for it. But I am going to ask for your assistance. I don't want your money. No, I don't want money. I may ask Reversion Selma for some. Or I may ask the Sierra Pacific for some, or the big bank rolls for the elections. I may ask for some, but it's not going to take a lot. It's just going to take your involvement, my friends, to get together, go down, and we sit in the city council, and we sit in the board of supervisors, and we're polite, but we just get up person after person and say, you need to do this. We have our 3 minutes. You need to harden our schools. And the first step is you can get an expert in here, or you can use our own police. Our own police, I'm sure, are more than capable of doing this, to go to each campus and say, what do we need to do to protect these kids? If nothing else, a simple lockdown system and a single point of entry. That right there will hold the gate if somebody's trying to get in to do something. It's not that difficult. We just have to have the will to protect our children. I don't have children in school in Shasta County. And if I did, I think that I would be standing on a desk yelling at the city council and the board of supervisors to do something about it. This is something they can do. This is something they can do before a tragedy starts. So in the upcoming weeks, you're going to see this, and I'm going to gather people and get volunteers. You're not going to have to do a lot. You're just going to have to show up. And if you can do that, we can make a positive change in keeping our schools safe. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. And I'm interviewing a young man who is a graduate of one of our high schools here and is getting ready to start the Naval Academy. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash, my favorite place to get my truck washed. Special soap and wax. It's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. And you go in, it's a brushless wash. There's a real nice people at the end wiping your truck off with clean cloths, towels. And you go out there, you know, shiny. And if you buy five car wash coupons, you get one free. You buy 10 car wash coupons, you get three free. Only at Quick and Clean. Great place. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Violent crime right
California under siege.
Are gang related.
Criminals set free.
Their local police.
Police attacked.
In shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
God, shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Voters of Shasta County, it's time that we get educated and informed as voters. With elections right around the corner, it's time we keep our focus on what's really important for Shasta County. Seeking common ground, truth and transparency, community first, law and order, and most importantly, electing qualified candidates.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Ad paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for District Attorney, Johnson for Sheriff, Darlene Allen for Clerk, Flores for Superintendent, Browning and Reznor for Supervisor 2022. Committing major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Skanta Band of Nomwaki Indians, not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This is
Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. 7:36 in the morning, and it's 64 degrees out there. We are in a red flag warning, so avoid cutting your grass and doing other things that could cause sparks because of the high winds and the dryness of the vegetation. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Now, after the car fires and other fires around here, as you know, the insurance companies, in many cases, just refuse to insure homes that were in fire areas. You didn't have to have been in the fire. You just had to be in that area. Well, we pointed people to Judy Maxwell at Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and in every case, she helped them get insurance. She is a master at this. At insurance and financial planning. She's been doing this since 1993. And if you need some information about insurance, about your retirement plans, she's got two separate divisions there, insurance and financial. Give them a call at 221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Now, I'm sitting across from me a young man that we all should be proud of, a Foothill High School graduate. His name's Robin Bay. And, Robin, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine, young man. Now, Robin's in uniform here. Is this the uniform of the academy or the, or where you were going to school?
So, when I came out of Naval Academy Preparatory School,
this
is what I would wear in, like, the civilian world and, like, what I would wear to, like, Liberty.
So,
like,
okay.
So, like, this uniform?
Like,
yes, Carl. So, like, on, like, the weekends, like, they'd be, like, off-base Liberty. I'm like, you got to wear your service dress blues. So I think it's, like, something to present myself when I'm somewhere, like, here. Like,
yeah.
It's really just, I think, how I present myself. Like, I got to, like...
It's appropriate.
Yeah, it's appropriate. I think it's more formal. Uh-huh. And it's just, it gives a better look out to the civilian world.
I love it when you get to say civilian world. Okay, Robin, tell us a little bit about you.
So, yeah, I graduated from... Foothill High School, of course. I graduated actually as a junior. And when I was young, middle school, like, this was kind of my dream of going to a service academy. And I remember specifically when I had these, like, aspirations and these dreams, my parents actually sat me down, and I was like, oh, boy, what's going to happen? I was kind of nervous. But they sat me down. They looked me in the eyes, and the words they told me, like, I can never forget those. They told me, Robin, whatever you do, no matter what you strive for, no matter what task you go for, always strive to work with 110% of your effort. Those words really engraved in me, and I really thank my parents for their support, for what I'm really going for everything I'm trying to strive for. Without them, I don't think I'd be who I am. So, I went for it. Took all my honors and AP classes. I really worked. I did CrossFit. I joined varsity swim at Foothill. And honestly, like, it wasn't just my parents. It was also a person named Mrs. Kim Chamberlain. She actually came to me, I believe, in eighth grade was when I was first introduced to her, because small Korean community. And she's like, oh, you want to try this? Here, I can help you. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. And she's such a nice person. And she really helped my parents. And my parents then supported me and guided me through my whole process, through my high school career. And you know, I worked harder, and I kept working. And I graduated junior, and they're like, hey, the Naval Academy told me I was too young. And they're like, we want you to take a senior year, so go to Naval Academy Preparatory School at Newport, Rhode Island.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you're acting like this is so easy.
No,
you're acting. Okay. Now, I sat on Congressman LaMalfa's Academy selection team for a few years. And what happens is, so you applied through Congressman LaMalfa, I'm sure.
Yes.
And what happens is you have probably 50, 60 seniors, or in your case, junior, in high school that apply for the academies. And he's only got so many spots. So we literally go through all of their records, they write their bios and all this. And then they come in, and we interview each one of them, and then we grade them on how what we think. We see what their choices are and all this. And that's how those maybe 10 or 12 selections are made. I don't know how many they make now. For the Naval Academy, the West Point, Air Force Academy, and the Merchant Marine Academy.
Right.
And the Coast Guard Academy. Mm-hmm. Merchant Marine Academy, people, well, what's that? Well, it's another academy that once you graduate from there, you can transition into one of the services if you choose. So you act like, okay, it just happened. No, you had to apply. You had to go through the whole process.
Yeah, no, it was vigorous. I think my junior year, because that's when I graduated, I think that was the busiest year for me, you know, just doing all my concurrent enrollment, like college courses to graduate early, doing my varsity team. I was also, I forgot to mention this, I was in fire technology for my career technical education.
Uh-huh.
So I was doing that, and then I was doing CrossFit, and I was doing swim, and then I had to do my whole applications, because truthfully, it wasn't just the service academies. I had to have backup. So I was like, okay, I got to apply for ROTC. I got to apply to other universities to make sure, like the UCs. So I was just in scrambles. I think I went to bed probably about like 2 a.m. And like I'd wake up.
Every morning?
Yeah, pretty much. Like every morning I'd go to sleep at 2 a.m. and I'd wake up at 6 a.m. And this was during, so starting the summer of when the whole pandemic started, and it got really rough for me. And I was like, what can I do with my time right now? I can't go to school. There's really nothing to do. What can I do? So I woke up at 6 a.m. like normal, and I was like, I'm going to go for a run. And so I brought my younger brother with me. He's 17 right now. And I'm like, hey.
Is he applying?
Yeah. He wants to do the same thing like me, and I'm really proud of him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a better footing right now. It's much easier for the whole application for him. Yeah. No, but like, I dragged him with me. I was like, hey, little bro, let's go on a run. He's like, what do you mean? It's like 6 a.m. I'm like, don't worry about it.
So, it's better to run then.
Yeah, it's better to run then. And every morning we ran.
Because the day gets better. No matter what.
Oh, yeah. The day gets better. We ran for 6 miles every morning. We woke up 6 a.m. and ran for 6 miles. And it came to the point where we ran, like, at that scheduled time where people were like, oh, hey, it's those two kids running. And they just, like, waved at us. We're like, hi, hey, how you doing? Like, we just had, like, conversation with our neighbors. And, like, we've never had that. We're just like, wow, we've never talked to these people. Like, they're so nice, though. And, you know, it was awesome.
You're breaking me up. Okay, now we're talking to Robin Bay, who finished Foothill High School a year early because he took all the prep courses and all this. He went through the selection process through Congressman LaMalfa's office and was selected to go to the Naval Academy. And then, because he was young, they put him into the Naval Academy prep school. And as I was telling him before we came on, I've sent two Marines to the Naval Academy, enlisted Marines. And they send them to the prep school first because to get them back into studying and those. I don't know. Were there any in your class that you know of that were coming out of the ranks?
Oh, yeah. So I think, if I'm correct, I think we had 20 Marine priors that came to NAPS. And then we had, I think, another like 10 to 15 like Navy priors that came. So in total, we had maybe, I think, 30 to 40.
And how big is the Naval Prep School?
So we started off the school with, I believe, 288 cadet candidates, midshipmen and like cadet candidates, because nowadays it's both Coast Guard like candidates that like go to NAPS and also Naval Academy. And actually, I think this year was special because we had people called boosters. So these are people that like applied for an ROTC and they're like, you're not quite ready yet, so we'll give you the ROTC scholarship if you go through NAPS.
And well, they want to see if you can get it. Okay, so then you went through that, and it's a year long?
Right, yeah, it was a 10-month long program. It was, I think a lot of it was purely academics, I think.
Yeah.
It was making sure you're fit, of course. I think that was that was not their biggest issue, though. It was mainly like,
can you do the work?
Yeah, can you do the work? And I think that was probably, I think I felt prepared, honestly. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was in there. I knew what I was getting myself into, and I was like, okay, I got to study. This is no time. Unlike university, it's not really my time to party or relax. It's different because I know where I'm going into myself. I know it's something bigger than myself. I'm going to a service academy to become an officer to serve this country. So when I went into NAPS, I worked hard to prove myself I can make it to the academy. And so then I can then go to the academy, like right now, by the end of June, to go and become a plebe.
Okay, and we got to take a break here.
Yeah.
Okay, so put it on pause just for a second. Don't worry. When you become a plebe, you're not going to talk anymore.
No,
you won't. Because they will be yelling at you. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction just teamed up with a place called Legal Heat. And Northern Firearms Instruction, which already was the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, started right here by retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, is now going to be teaching in the Sportsman Warehouses in California, the Bass Pro, the Cabela's. So they're expanding even more. Now, this is one of the best places, if not the best place, to get your instruction on concealed carry, rifle marksmanship, tactical rifle, advanced pistol, advanced CCW, all of these things at Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Almost Plebe, Robin Bay.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls go by dressed in their summer clothes.
Your story begins here. Voted 2021 Best in the North State to Hold a Work Event. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly. She believes state government is failing us, and it's time to fix it.
California has the highest gas prices in the nation, and they're costing consumers billions.
That's why I believe it's time to suspend the gas tax and put the money back in the pockets of hardworking Californians.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly. She believes in fighting fraud to save tax dollars.
After prison inmates collected $1 billion in unemployment, I helped pass a tough new law that will prevent those kinds of scams from happening again.
Megan Daly is endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters.
We added firefighters and improved forest management to prevent more wildfires. And I'm working hard to ensure wildfire victims recover.
The California Correctional Peace Officers support Megan Daly.
I believe to get crime under control, we need to stop releasing dangerous prisoners and hold criminals accountable.
If you believe, like Megan does, that it's time to fix state government, then re-elect Assemblywoman Megan Daly. Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
The pandemic has taken a toll on our country.
The Dow plunging hundreds of points, its worst showing of the year.
A shaky economy, financial strain, all made worse by politicians trying to take advantage.
In California, New York, a lot of the blue states where businesses are really struggling to find people. And so what can they do?
Homelessness, rising crime, constitutional rights infringed upon by shutting down schools, churches, and small businesses.
There's a lot going on in the economy. There's a lot of uncertainty at the kitchen table.
Now is the time to stand up for community. Now is the time to move people forward.
I'm Kevin Cry. I'm not a politician. I'm a lifelong Shasta resident, and I don't recognize what our community has become. I'm running to lead with backbone. I'll prioritize public safety and make our community more affordable.
Our local leaders have let us down. We can do better.
Let's bring the North State back.
Paid for by committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:53 in the morning, it's 64 degrees out there. We're in the red flag morning, so be careful. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick Gorman a call. He answers the phone himself. He's busy, but he's always not too busy to talk to somebody that needs some help. He has been he's a former 101st Air Assault Infantryman, a former law enforcement officer, and now a lawyer. The insurance companies have, thousands of lawyers working for him? working for them, you need somebody that's going to fight for you. That's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. I'm sitting here with Robin Bay. I'm very impressed because this is the young man I graduated from Foothill a year early of American Korean descent and applied, went through the whole system, applying for application for one of the academies, and your preference was the Naval Academy.
Yes, Carl. Yeah.
Okay. Because, and by the way, he asked me. I said, "Yeah, you can call me Carl," because he was calling me Mr. Bot. And every time he did it, I got older. So because he graduated a year early, the Navy sent him to the Naval Academy Prep School, where he thrived in there. So now you're heading off to the Naval Academy, plebe. A plebe, the lowest.
Yes.
It's like the lowest scum in the ocean. Have they told you that yet?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if they haven't, they're going to. Have you ever been yelled at?
Yeah,
Did they yell at you at the prep school?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. At the prep school, we had like a 2-week course called Indoc.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they got you used to it, right?
Yeah, they got us used to it.
Okay, but they have to do that. And why? Because people would get their feelings hurt. They're not used to being yelled at like that.
It builds character.
That's right. Have you had... you know what? I don't even know what they do at the Naval Academy. I know that you walk around with your chin, you know, planted on your collarbone for the first year. What are you looking forward to? What do you want to be? Because the Naval Academy used to be just like engineering and nuclear.
Right.
With one of them, but it was just like engineering and the hard sciences. But they've kind of branched out into other things too. But what do you want to do?
Personally, I think the engineering route for me is what I like, am interested in, and what I like kind of grow with. And this is what I've grown with a lot. Like, engineering to me is something that's interesting and fun, and it just, I want to do more of it. So it's in between nuclear engineering or robotics there. That's what their majors are. And so I'm kind of leaning towards nuclear right now because that's kind of like the thing. Those are like things I can benefit from the future. Those are things I can work with and help others, because those are the kinds of materials eventually in the world we're going to need. That's what I find important to me, at least. Or robotics, because robotics also...
It's getting so big.
Yeah,
robotics really is. Mm-hmm. And but nuclear engineering, and you and I talked a little bit about it before the show.
Right.
You know what? If America could get its collective head out of its collective rectum, they would take a look at how safe nuclear engineering is. Oh. Okay, I just screwed up. Not with you. Sure. With something else. God. Big time. Not with you. Something else happened. And so let me get back on track here.
Right.
It's my guest list just got screwed up. So nuclear engineering to me is a way that we could have unlimited power safely. It's renewable, and we don't have to worry about if the wind blows or the moon or the sun shines.
Right.
Now, what do you want? So, but it could be robotics too. What is it about robotics?
I think the biggest thing for robotics that like piqued my interest was, I've heard a lot of the stuff it can do, such as drones, and how those are like, I've heard a lot of the more is it pessimistic? I think it's the pessimistic side of robotics. But they don't really talk about, I guess, the benefits. I've heard about more robotics into medical fields, where they use more robotics to help with surgeries, help with just saving lives. I think, to me, robotics helps save lives, whereas nuclear engineering can really progress our future and progress how energy is used to benefit the people. So, I don't know. I feel like, to me, robotics has that ability to save others, and just being save people medically, or maybe help them save from fires. We even have robots that can probably right now go into places that have bombs in it, and that saves so many lives other than endangering our peace officers, our firefighters, our paramedics. I think that's huge.
And who knows what you can do with robotics in the future. I mean, they've already got robots unloading things, loading things, all that. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're here with Robin Bay. He is one of our sons of the area here. He graduated from Foothill. He's going to be at the Naval Academy at the end of next month, and he's going to be great. You know, it's really a pleasure getting to know you. And thank you, Kim, for giving me a call about having Robin on. You are an inspiration for our youngsters. So good luck there. And don't, when they're screaming at you and you feel stupider than anything, just remember, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And the next year you get to do it to the next class.
Yeah. No, thank you, Carl, for having me. It was really a great opportunity. Once again, thank you, Ms. Kim Chamberlain, for connecting us.
We love you, Kim. Yeah. Okay, thank you very, very much for being here with us today. Hey, when we come back, we've got a very interesting next hour. Bye.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Consistently high inflation, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index losing ground for the second month in a row. And inflation expected to top the agenda at the White House later today.
President Biden will be meeting with the chair of the Federal Reserve System's Board of Governors for the first time since Jerome Powell was confirmed by the Senate for a second term. The White House says they'll discuss the state of the U.S. and global economy, and especially inflation, which the Commerce Department reports was running at 6.3% in April.
Correspondent Jennifer King. Uvalde, Texas, marking a week since the massacre at Robb Elementary School. Uvalde's Mayor Don McLaughlin among those calling for the building to be demolished given the horrific events a week ago today. European Union diplomats agree to end most Russian oil imports by year's end.
We have covered overall 90% of Russian oil being wind down in this time frame.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. The head of a strategically important city in eastern Ukraine says while Russian forces have cut the city in half, Ukraine is holding out, still defending its positions there. An update from the BBC's Joe Invoid in Ukraine.
Severodonetsk is a city divided by front lines. On the one side, the massed forces of the Russian army. On the other, its Ukrainian defenders. Russia is said to be continuing its tried and tested tactic of withering artillery barrages, trying to break the will of their opponents.
China has been menacing Taiwan with fighter jets again. This is Senator Tammy Duckworth visits the island democracy, stressing ongoing U.S. support for Taiwan. Watching Wall Street, stocks in the red this morning. Right now, the Dow down 183 points. NASDAQ Composite Index is off 44 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The pressure on Ukraine's eastern hospitals is most evident following an attack when casualties arrive one after the other.
Last week, medics wheeled a patient with severe head injuries into the hospital in the town of Pokrovsk as doctors triaged patients who were wounded when two rockets had landed. There were only a handful of wounded people there then, but the hospital is stretched. It's been operating with around half the staff it used to have, working with a backdrop of sandbags stacked up against boarded-up windows. Elsewhere, across the east, in wheelchairs and on stretchers, in ambulances and on train station platforms, the injured wait for help. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
India's economic growth, hit by pandemic restrictions and price hikes, slowed to 4.1% January through March. It was the slowest pace in the fiscal year ending in March. News and analysis at townhall.com. Israel and the United Arab Emirates sign a free trade agreement.
It's the first trade pact Israel has concluded with an Arab country. The UAE agreed to normalize relations with Israel in a U.S.-brokered deal in 2020, the first of the so-called Abraham Accords that Israel eventually concluded with four Arab nations. Since then, the two countries have boosted cooperation in a number of economic sectors.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Firefighters still working to snap out any of the remaining hot spots left by a fire that raged overnight at a chemical plant just southwest of downtown Omaha. It forced some nearby residents to evacuate and left thousands of utility customers without power. There have been no reports of any injuries, and there is no word yet on the cause of that fire. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the S&P is down 19 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Today is the 31st of May, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-4567 and Liam has the weather.
All righty. So we do have a red flag warning today that'll be dropping off tonight. Today is a high of 90 with a low of 60. Tomorrow, Wednesday, a high of 93, a low of 65. Thursday, a high of 91, a low of 62. And Friday, a high of 86. We have a north wind blowing 13 to 15 miles per hour today with gusts as high as 21 miles per hour.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Good day to fly a kite.
Yeah, but a good day not to get out there and start a fire.
Exactly.
And so when you're, if you're thinking about cutting the grass and you got lots of other grass or other shrubs or brush, you know, off your property, this is not the day to do it.
Nope.
Hey, your weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. It's family-owned and treats their customers like warm friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, I have to apologize to everybody. I totally screwed up my schedule for how many years now?
Six. Oh, no, it's over nine. Yeah, almost
for 9 years, Haven Humane's come in here for the last Tuesday of the month. And somehow I managed to double schedule Stephanie Bridget and Haven Humane. So Stephanie has graciously said, okay, after she hit me. And then she's going to be here Friday from 7:15, starting at 7:15 to 8:15. So she'll be here for an hour on Friday. So mea culpa, get angry, but she'll be here on Friday at 7:15. And it's entirely my own fault. I'll just say it. It's my fault. Every time I have five Tuesdays in a month, I've really got to, I will screw it up if I'm given a chance.
I'm going to write it on your calendar after the meeting.
Well, no, you don't have to. I will. I'm going to put it for the next 6 months. And then on the seventh month, I'll forget again. So it's only been 9 years. So, Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Just,
I can't believe tomorrow's June.
Well, see, that's the other thing, too, is, you know what? I don't want to make excuses, but this month has been so crazy.
Yeah.
This month has just been with all the politicals because I'm trying to get everybody in. Like, Stephanie will be here Friday. Eric Jensen will be here Monday. Kathy Darlin Allen tomorrow. Everybody has been on here that we've asked everybody. Now, some of them have chosen not to be here the second time, and that's fine. That's what they want to do. But everybody has had a chance. You've had a chance. You can go back in our archives, go back, and we've got the names of the people there. You can listen to it. You can call in with questions. It's all those things. So, like I said, Kathy Darlin Allen tomorrow, Stephanie back on Friday, and she was scheduled for last week, but she is still sounds sick to me. She's still coughing. And So, anyway, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on with Haven Humane?
Oh, my gosh. All kinds of stuff. We had our Empty the Shelters event. It went from May 2nd to the 15th. I know we talked about it in April. But we adopted out 28 cats and 20 dogs during the event. And thanks to the Bissell Pet Foundation, that's their Empty the Shelters event. And I want to thank all the adopters for sure and the Bissell Pet Foundation. And I want to let everybody know, because we talk about all the time how much Bissell does for the animals across the country. But I actually have some results from this last one. So during May 2nd through 15th, there were a total of 280 shelters that participated throughout 45 states. There were a total of 13,504 homeless pets were adopted.
Wow.
So, yeah,
wow.
It's pretty awesome. Definitely. So really excited about that. I do have a pet story because you like the pet stories. So Janet wrote me a pet story.
I always want to – what I'd like to hear is what happens to them afterwards.
Yeah,
because
sometimes,
you know, probably most of the time after they're adopted, that's the last time you see them. For the most part.
Yeah, we have some people that bring them in and do visits, but yeah, it's really rare. And honestly, it's important for us to know, you know, when they get adopted and what's going on, because that's the great part of what we do, and that's the highlight of it. So we love it. So I'm going to read you this story. So Nala came in as a stray. She was microchipped, but the owner never came to get her. She had a chain and rope tied around her neck with a cable attached to them when the Good Samaritan found her here in Reading. After 146 days in the shelter, Nala was adopted by a woman in a non-conventional living situation. She is a full-time RVer and travels all over the country.
Now, do you have, obviously, the people do that because mm-hmm. you're looking at the person
yep.
and the fact that she's going to be in an RV
yeah.
traveling.
Yep.
How big was Nala?
Nala's probably 45, 50 pounds. Yeah.
Okay. And she's got a
She's got plenty of room. Yeah, for sure.
Sure.
So okay. Nala's new mom says she knows paw, which is low five, and down. She hiked Fairy Falls at Mount Shasta, went whitewater rafting in White Salmon, Washington, visited Seattle, makes lots of dog park friends everywhere they go, and she got a bath, which she was very chill about. Nala's new mom wrote, "I'm completely in love with her. Thank you all so much for my dream dog. She may be a little more work, but she's going to be 100% worth it. She is so smart and loving. I'm shocked she was in the shelter for so long, honestly, but grateful to have found her." In her latest update from Salt Lake City, they were heading to Denver so Nala could meet her new grandma. This story is a happy adoption story, but it also makes an important point.
There's people that would like that. You know, she goes and makes friends. She gets to travel. She gets to do whitewater rafting. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but this brings up an important point. There are dogs and cats that are in our shelter that have been there for a long time who make really great, loving pets. Just because they've been overlooked doesn't mean there's something wrong with them.
No, you'll bring in dogs that have been there for a while, or Katrina will be. And it is such a nice animal. I mean, and it's been in the shelter for months.
Yep.
And yet it is friendly. It you know, they want to come over and be your friend. They're happy. They're happy and excited to be here. But this is cool. So somebody in an RV, now, well, you know what? That works out for her too, because now she's got a companion. I mean, I'm talking about the one that adopted Nala, the lady. But she's also got a dog there that is good for protection, because she's staying in RV parks and this, and now she's got a dog that'll bark and do those neat things.
And we've had truck drivers before that have adopted from us, and we get stories from them all over the state, all over the country,
where
long haul drivers that have adopted And we get stories periodically from them. We had one that was a great story with Rosie, and it's just great. And Rosie was also one that was with us for a long time, and then they adopted her, and they sent us pictures after pictures in different states and different stops, and Rosie is asleep in the back of the rig, and it's a husband and wife that do long haul together, and it was great, you know. So,
well, we were coming home the other night from someplace, and on the corner of Eureka and Market Street there, you know, by the hamburger place and where, Rite Aid and those are. There was a guy there, it was a homeless guy, it looked like. He had a skateboard and a small pack, but he had this little dog with him. And he had no leash on this dog. And so Linda's going, and she said, "Look at that dog." That dog had his eyes on his partner there, the young man. And he followed. He was no more than 2-3 steps behind him and just followed him. You know, it was, he couldn't have, you know what? It was like there was an invisible leash on this dog. But they were there, and you could see that dog had a little collar around his neck and obviously was well taken care of. So, you know, maybe the young man wasn't homeless. Who knows? But that little dog was with him. And we talked about that with our homeless that are out there that have animals. Mm-hmm. You know, that is their lifeline.
Yeah.
Those animals.
Yeah, and we actually had...
And times that those, it looked, you know, a dog will be fed when maybe they're not being fed.
Right.
Out there. So, it just levels. I mean, you can have multimillionaires that live here that have their dogs, and they love those dogs, and the dogs love them, down to your homeless that have their dogs, and they love them, and their dogs love their masters.
And we just had Project Homeless Connect on May 17th, and it was at the library this year, and we were able to vaccinate and do a quick welfare check on 80 animals that were with people in need, most of which were homeless.
Yeah.
And then we... basically keep the animals in kennels or crates and watch over them while the humans go get services to get a hand up and hopefully, you know, get off the streets and get the services that they need. So and it was,
and this was at the library, right?
It was at the library
because
this year.
We're getting ready to do one of our things for veterans here. I've got to go look up the date. I think it's in September. But they come in for a Friday night. They spend the night there, and there's a veterinarian that volunteers their time to take a look at their animals. So, yeah, that's good. I knew about what you had done, but I couldn't remember the specifics of it.
Like yeah, that. it was really good. And I think that all told, there were just under 400 people that were seen that day, and services were provided to them, which was great. So
okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. REU's got a good spot right now. Are you preparing for your for the summer? Are you keeping your are you giving yourself defensible space? Are you trimming your trees around your place? Are your shrubs trimmed? Again, defensible space. Do you have a go bag in case you're in one of those areas where you may have to leave early? And it's not just for you, but it's also for your pet. If you have medications, you have everything there in a bag that you can pick up if you had to leave immediately, and also for your pet. And they've got pet go bags that you can either buy or you can just make it yourself, which is probably better because then you can make it a lot more specific. But REU, they're doing a lot to keep our area safe from fires with their mitigation teams, cutting down brush, moving brush, and building literally a fire break around Redding underneath the power lines. That's REU. We'll be right back.
Freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Cinerama presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, June 17th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for craft beers, live music, food, games, and much more. Tickets are on sale now and include commemorative steel cup and your first beer free. $30 for pre-sale and Turtle Bay members and $35 at the gate for this 21 and over events. All proceeds go to Turtle Bay education programs and exhibitions. Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Friday, June 17th. Get your tickets today and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Have you seen this article? Insurance companies are fleeing California.
More politics and regulations driving up the cost of insurance for all of us.
Isn't it always? Wait, don't we get to pick the insurance commissioner?
Yes. I was just reading about Vincent Eugene Allen. He's a doctor and a businessman. He's spending his own money running for insurance commissioner.
His own money, not Sacramento's.
His own money. Dr. Allen and his wife, Connie U. Allen, own 7 successful urgent care clinics in Los Angeles. He's an insurance expert.
What does he have to say?
He says we need to take political science out of the office of the insurance commissioner. Take a look at this website, electdrallen2022.com. Vincent Eugene Allen is proposing an independent statewide audit of insurance rates. That's a real policy proposal.
I'm marking my ballot for Vincent Eugene Allen for insurance commissioner and turning it in early. Don't forget to get yours in before June 7th.
Paid for by Dr. Allen for Insurance Commissioner 2022.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
California is headed in the wrong direction. Let's make sure we have representatives who fight for us. Assemblyman James Gallagher is that type of representative. When fires destroyed local homes and towns, James Gallagher forced Sacramento to act and got us the needed resources to rebuild. When the Oroville Dam failed, James Gallagher fought the bureaucrats to get the dam fixed and help those that were affected. James Gallagher has always been a fighter for us.
This is James Gallagher. Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies don't listen to us, don't understand our values, and don't care about our part of California. I took Newsom to court to stop his unconstitutional power grab, and I'm fighting the bad ideas, excessive taxes, and high gas prices that are harming our state. With your support, I'll keep fighting for you.
Paid for by James Gallagher for State Assembly 2022.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Fire Radio. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. The reason I'm laughing is I'm there trying to come up with any kind of reason why I would double schedule. And, you know, during rodeo week, you know, I have things scheduled out a month in advance. And during rodeo week, it was, you know, it's just, I'm crazy at that point. You know, I'm, anyway. And so I said, what, you've never made a mistake? And he goes, I was in the Air Force. We never make mistakes.
That was the most sarcastic thing I've said in so long. But that was so funny, our reaction.
Well, because,
oh, that's great.
Because we all know better. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, River Commons Senior Living is not an assisted living facility. That's important. It's for active seniors. Great accommodations. They're 1 and 2 bedroom places, gourmet chef. transportation if you want it. You put your, those things around you that you love, and guess what? Yeah, it's pet friendly. So that's an important thing, too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So for more information or arrange a personalized tour, maybe have lunch there, give Brian a call at 238-5981 and find out why River Commons Senior Living is Northern California's premier retirement community. I'm here with the very perfect Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
Oh, I wish that were true.
Yeah. Now, you got Camp Love a Pet. Your favorite part of the whole year is coming up. Two classes.
I cannot wait.
And you, both camps are full.
Yeah,
and you're doubling up on the animals, right? Or, I mean, you've got two kids per animal?
Two kids per dog. Two campers per dog, yeah. So we're actually not using as many dogs for the camp because this is one of those things where we bring a positive out of a negative like COVID because we initially did it because we just didn't have the dogs during COVID when we had our first camp. Back, and then we realized that it was actually better all the way around. It was better for the kids, it was better for the dog, it was better for the staff, it was better all around. So so we have two campers that are paired with one dog, and they basically every 3 minutes they switch when we're doing the training. But it builds a lot more teamwork, and so we always say that Camp Love a Pet isn't just about training dogs, it's about making better community members, and that's actually a big help to that. So, yes, so camp starts the 11th, and graduation is on the 25th, and then again, we do July 16th through the 30th. Both camps are full. Registration will open February 1st of next year, which will be here before we know it if things keep going as fast as
can
they
you
keep
believe
going.
Wait a minute. May's gone.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
How did that happen? It just seems like yesterday it was Cinco de Mayo. Did I tell you my favorite t-shirt I saw?
No.
For Cinco de Mayo. Jose Biden, no bueno.
You're killing me.
I'm sorry. So, I'm sorry, guy. You know.
So our camp starts, but we do have coming up in between the two camps is our Daniel's A9 Memorial Putt for Paws golf tournament, which is July 8th at Riverview. Registration is open. We still have quite a few teams we need to have registered. So please, if you're interested in registering, you can go on our website. You can also call Mandy at 241-5262 in our development department. And also we're looking for more tee sponsors. So tee sponsorship is only $100. So get your organization on one of those tees with a banner.
We'll do one.
Awesome. Thank you. And it's $100 and you'll be on the tee. So
little sign.
And show your support.
Can you pick – which one?
The animals. Yeah, you can request which hole.
I want to be the 15th. And on my sign, it says, you know, the KCNR, then, and right underneath it, it says, you can go up the hill right now. Because, you know, 15th, you can go up the hill right now. KCNR, 96.5 FM, okay. At 1460 AM. Okay. And underneath it, it says, go, you know, this is the last time you can go up the hill. Okay. So you'll be there in time for lunch.
There's a story behind that. So Carl and Linda played in the tournament a couple of years ago, and they were the last team in by
– No. We were the last team leaving also because we had done a remote or something out there. Yeah.
You teed off last, but you came in like an hour after the closest team.
No, the first team. But we were held up by people in front of us because, you know what, Linda went subpar that day. And so we got there, and we got up there, and it was like, well, who are these people? Linda. You know, we were out in the course just like everybody.
He said Linda went subpar that day.
She did.
So our tournament is July 8th. It is $125 per golfer, $500 per team. We've got some really good prizes for winners, prizes for longest drive, closest to the pin. We're going to have a putting competition. We've also got raffles that are going to be going on. One is a trip. There's some really great stuff there, and then we'll be doing
it's
lunch
a good time,
after
and it's again. For a great it's a great cause.
Yeah, thank you. So please do go online havenhumane.org or call Mandy at Development, Mandy or Trey at 241-5262, and sign up and or sponsor. Zumba Bash is coming up as well. That's August 20th at 5:30 p.m. That's at the Wind River Event Center. It's $20 for pre-sale, $25 at the door. And I can't thank Jennifer Lozoya and Anderson Family Fitness enough for doing this. They are absolutely amazing. They've been doing this for years. I can't remember what number this is. I want to say it's like the sixth. But they do so much work on this, and she gets so many Zumba instructors from all across the area to come in, and they set up these really elaborate dances. You get exercise. There's drink. There's food. There's items to raffle off. There's vendors. It's great. It is a lot of fun. And no, I'm not wearing tights, which is what he's ready to say, and it's not going to happen.
Because I thought, I've been saying that for like 8 years. I'm not going to say it.
No, and I'm not going to do it. Zumba Bash is amazing. It's a lot of fun. If you're into Zumba, if you've never been to Zumba, but you like to exercise and you like
music,
this is the
place to do it. We will Photoshop something of you in your spandex.
I don't think that's going to get very many likes.
Barkwine and Brew. Okay, now this is a big one, too.
Yeah, Barkwine and Brew.
That thing sells out.
Yes, it does.
Immediately.
And we right now have 22 out of the 31 tables already sold.
Wait a minute. 200 what?
We have 22 out of the 31 tables already sold.
Yeah. Already?
Yes. So Barkwine and Brew... again, we'll be at the Wind River Event Center, and that's going to be October 1st this year. And we are finally going with our theme, which we've been trying for 3 years, of musicals, Broadway and musicals.
So, Broadway musicals.
Yes, Broadway and musicals. So that's going to be the theme this year. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, I don't know if you knew this, started a 5150 ward, which is for people that are in danger to themselves or danger to others. Again, they have 22 beds in there, and they keep them there for 72 hours to get them back on their meds and to stabilize them. Some of them they will keep longer if they need it. And if they have to, and it's rare, but if they have to, they can go and get a court order to keep somebody there that's really in danger of harming themselves or others until they're stabilized. And then they try to get them into programs from there to take care of these people. Shasta Regional Medical Center supports so many of our nonprofits. They're a member of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and there are just, you know, not just the things they do for our health, and they're top rated with an A rating in a national organization rates hospitals A through F, and they've had an A rating 2 years in a row. You might want to check your hospital out before you go in there and see what kind of rating they have. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE.
or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Proven experience, fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent 2 decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her reelection. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. The first place I got my hair cut when I moved to Reading, and I just didn't go anywhere else for the last, gosh, going on 15 years now. And, in fact, it was a 15-year anniversary for living here because I showed up in Reading full-time about May 5th, 2007. So, what is that? That's 15 years. And a great haircut. Why change something that's great? Now, they work by appointments, 244-9478. Just give them a call. Set up your appointment. Go in. You won't be sorry. Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a better-known business, and they give discounts to seniors and veterans. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. If you're looking for Stephanie Bridget, she will be here Friday. It was my fault. She was here. I double-scheduled. But she'll be back at 7:15 on Friday and for an hour. So we'll be able to... You can ask questions, and I'll ask questions, the Brady questions, the whistleblower, and the investigation there going on, what was happening in the sheriff's office. We'll address that, among other things. Okay, we talked about that Bark, Wine, and Brew is coming, that we need some more teams for the Daniel Zanin Memorial Pup for Paws. And that's at July 8th. The Camp Love a Pet is filled, and they start filling up like in February. Mm-hmm. Zumba Bash, August 20th. And now, where you want to go? Kittens?
Vaccine clinic.
Okay.
So we are doing our vaccine clinic. You need to check on Facebook because we're usually there's usually 1 month a week we're not able to do it. We still do not have a veterinarian on staff, so we have some amazing veterinarians that are helping us out.
You mean 1 day a month, or is it?
It's one Wednesday, yeah. So there's 1 week, which is a Wednesday day where our vet is out of town that's been helping out, and so she's not able to do the vaccine clinic on that. And it depends on which day. Okay. We will be having a vaccine clinic tomorrow. However, the vaccine clinics, you can find that information on our Facebook page. Also on our website, it's got a schedule, but that is from 2 to 4. We limit services to the first 35 pets. So you definitely want to get there early, but it's 2 to 4. So we will be having one tomorrow, though. Our veterinary hospital is still temporarily not scheduling any appointments to see pets or do surgeries until we can find ourselves a veterinarian that will join our team. And we're looking high and low for one, believe me. So we're hoping that we get a veterinarian on staff soon. And as soon as we do, then we will definitely be making a big announcement on social media, and then we will start opening it up for both feral cats for trap neuter release, as well as public spays and neuters, and get that going again.
Do you remember our favorite, one of our favorite veterans used to have a show here, moved up to Oregon? Her name just went out of my head right then.
Dr. Tennant.
Yeah, Care Tennant.
Veterinarian, not
right.
Veteran.
Veterinarian. And I just saw she is quite the outdoor person. I mean, really an athlete.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Spartan,
yeah.
Mountain biking and all that. Well, she had a photo on Facebook yesterday where she did an endo on her mountain bike, and her knees, her elbows, she was just a mess. And I commented that at least you still have your chin. Because if you remember, before she left, she had one of those.
Yeah. Not her first endo.
It's not her first endo that. But she's smiling, and I'm looking going, oh, that's going to be sore tomorrow.
She's the most upbeat, positive person. She was on our board of directors for quite some time, and she's just
we lost her here in Redding.
Amazing person. Yeah, our community. That was a big loss when Dr. Tennant left, for sure. She's great.
Fell in love. Okay. So that was the vaccine clinic?
Yeah.
Okay, now about kittens.
Yeah, so just we want to remind people that if they find a litter of healthy kittens with round tummies, please let their moms continue to take care of them. Mom cats go out for several hours to find food and water, but will return to the litter. Moms can also spend several hours moving their litter to a safer place, so if you see a lone kitten or a pair, keep an eye on them and be sure the mother's not coming back for them. Before removing them. It's traumatizing for both the mother and kittens to be separated. And honestly, they're healthier when they're with their mom. They need that time. Now, flip side of that is if you see kittens that are unhealthy, they're skinny, they've got that going on, they've got goopy eyes, whatever, bring them in to Haven.
Now, it's okay to trap a cat, but there are something you need to know. I mean, if feral cat's in your neighborhood,
yes.
And you say, okay, I'm going to trap this and take it down to Haven Humane.
Well, first of all, you need to make sure that you're trapping feral cats and not somebody's pet, because there's a lot of pets that are out and about. So if you're planning on trapping cats and bringing them to Haven, you need to call at 8 a.m. before trapping to find out if we have space available. Our space gets filled up basically at 8 o'clock. I mean, at 8:01, we're already out of space.
You're talking about for neutering them.
We do not have a vet doing surgery.
Okay,
so this is just for bringing them in.
Just bringing them in. Okay.
Yeah, so if you're going to trap a cat.
There's three or four cats in my neighborhood. And they belong to somebody, I guess. But I do know since Snooki left that we have cats now in our backyard. We never used to because Snooki was just a cat scourge. And now it seems like we might be having less birds in our backyard when we feed them. So
yeah, and there's
but
tons,
they belong,
there,
I
there's
think,
tons
but they
of
do
ways
belong to,
to
people,
to help get the cats out of your yard.
Like what? Like give us some examples.
Automatic sprinklers. There's stuff you can spray. Some of them work better than others. There's some sound devices. There's a bunch. If you do a Google search on how to keep cats out of your yard, there's a ton of them.
How about the old cayenne pepper in areas?
I don't know if
to keep them from if cats. There's a spot that they're using as their bathroom. I've heard that if you put cayenne pepper there, that it will discourage them.
It may. I'm not sure about that one. Yeah, but if you do a Google search, there's all kinds of
options.
If
you come by my house, you'll see that our flower beds have got a tinge of red in them. So from the cayenne. I buy it by the 5 pound box.
So our Misty Lee Fund, we are still treating medical needs for stray cats and dogs. So donations to our Misty Lee Fund for medical care are greatly appreciated and really needed now more than ever, because we're having to pay outside veterinarians. We're having to take more animals to vet hospitals when we do not have a veterinarian with us. But we are still treating both in-house and in different organizations. So the Misty Lee Fund, which helps pay for those medical needs of those stray cats and dogs, is more important now than really ever. I mean, it's always important, but right now the costs for us to be able to do this are definitely more than they would be if we had a veterinarian on staff and on our team right now.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday. And it's got all your tobacco needs, all your accessories you want. The finest walk-in humidor, if you're interested in cigars as a gift or something that you enjoy, right there. It's probably one of the best in Northern California, if not the best, at Tobacco and Brew, open Monday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio, is a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown. You may look in vain for crosses and you'll never see a one, but sometimes between the city...
We need all units to...
Violent crime right...
California, under siege.
Are gang-related.
Criminals set free.
Defund their local police.
Police attacked.
Increase in shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
I shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an Attorney General who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Our summer tribute lineup will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to country to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each, plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I'm running for Supervisor in District 5, which includes Anderson, Shingletown, now Happy Valley, and Cottonwood, where I live. The Anderson-Cottonwood Irrigation District is not getting any water in its canals for the first time in over 100 years. Happy Valley is again seeing huge restrictions. Mark Twain said, whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting over. We are in a fight for sure. The Delta Smelt found some pretty good lawyers, and I think it's time for the citizens, ranchers, and farmers to find some better ones. Our needs must be moved above those of the fish and radical environmentalists. Help me fight. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Voters of Shasta County, I'm Jeanette Logue, and I'm here to endorse our county clerk, Kathy Darling Allen. With over 17 years of experience under her belt, Kathy has led our county through 9 general elections, primary and special elections. With integrity, she and her team have counted and certified over 1.5 million votes. She believes in our democracy, in the U.S. and California constitutions, with transparency and efficiency. Through her leadership, Kathy's office has been recognized for operating one of the most efficient county elections offices in the state. Join me in voting for Kathy Darling Allen for our county clerk.
And paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darling Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Reznor for supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Pascenta Band of Nomlaki Indians. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm here with the CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story, and we're going to be talking about volunteering and microchips, but I got another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Ballpark, a wag, how many animals do you think a year that you all help?
Oh.
I mean, and you can give me a ballpark here.
Thousands.
Literally.
Oh, yeah.
Thousands.
Oh, yeah.
A year.
Yeah.
And you've been there for 9 years.
Yeah, so, it's easily 5,000 plus a year. And then if you factor in, like, one fire a year that we get involved with, that could be hundreds, if not thousands, right there.
Well, I tell you what, the car fire. I remember the car fire.
Yeah, car fire was definitely the biggest example. Yeah. But, I mean, even the one we had in Igo 2 years ago now, I guess, we sheltered in place so many animals. We were out there for 2 weeks helping out. And then we were bringing food out for the folks to be able to feed their animals. So, yeah, I mean, it's not just the ones that we help immediately and directly in the shelter. It's also the ones we help with vaccine clinics, return to owners when our animal control officers pick them up and they have a microchip, and we get them back to their owners before they're ever even taken in. And then all the ones that we shelter in place during evacuations and helping with that. So, that's where it really starts. Climbing those numbers, because we do help so many. And then there's people that call in and ask advice, and we help them out with that. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean it's thousands every year. I mean our team is, I'm super proud of our team. They never stop amazing me, impressing me, no matter what the circumstances are.
Yeah. Well, you know, let me just give a shout out to large animal owners. A lot of people have horses, and more people are buying horses. And the largest growing group is 40 years of age and up women. And then of that, women that are 65 are buying horses a lot. What I'm saying is this. If you have a horse and you have it either on your property or you're keeping it someplace, we have fires here. That horse, you should have a way of evacuating your horse or horses.
You need to have a plan.
You need to have a plan. And if you don't have a trailer, you need to have a friend or some way of getting your horse out if you have to. Otherwise, you have to leave them.
And make sure that your horse has been trailered more than once. Don't make the first time it's trailered or the second time it's been trailered in 15 years the day of a fire.
You're going to be stressed. Yeah. And if you're stressed, the horse is going to be stressed. And if you're trying to get it into a straight load, you know, they may jump into a stock trailer, but if you're trying to put them into a straight load, that, you know, they may not want to go into a straight load. It behooves you to be ready to do that.
Where
we keep our horse, there's like six trailers there, including ours. And we could get every horse out of there in one run if we had to.
Do you think people are getting horses because of the price of gas? Should I go into the wagon business?
Maybe. Except the cost of horses has exploded, too.
The cost of hay.
I saw horses sold. Now, this wasn't a racehorse. $500,000 for a trained horse, gentle, and all this. It comes out of the Cadillac ladies.
About 2,100 square foot, three bedroom, two bath house right there.
So, but that's the big thing is, or you have goats, or you have, you know, whatever.
You got to have a way of getting them out of there. You need to have a plan for that. And, you know, like Carl said, it is really important to, if you don't have a trailer, to know somebody with a trailer. But here's the thing. If the person you know with the trailer is your next-door neighbor, they're evacuating too. So you have to have somebody that's got a trailer that's not in the same evacuation area you are, or it's counterproductive. So I highly recommend that you have go bags because we are clearly in fire season. We're in a red flag warning right now. So you need to have a go bag for yourself. You need to have a go bag for your animals. You need to have any medication, extra food, all that stuff, leashes. For cats, you need to have some crates ready because they're not going to be able to be carried. They're going to be panicking. You need to have all that stuff ready. And then large animals, you need to have trailers and be ready to go to do that. Worst case scenario, you open the gates so they can get away. You can have some kind of identification on them as well so that if somebody sees them, they know that they're yours. Later on, there's tons of ways to do that. You can Google that. There's tons of ways to do that. We do have pamphlets at Haven, which are available about evacuations and how to be more prepared for that. But it is a season, so and it is that time of year. You know, we got some rain over the weekend, which was fantastic. I loved it. I wish we'd have got a lot more. But, hey, we got rain in May, which is something I don't think we've had much of lately, so that's really good. But
we're still in the red flag.
We're still in a red flag, yeah, exactly.
Right now.
Exactly. So,
and it's May 31st, and if you don't think it'll be in June and July and August and September and October. So it's so important if you've got a large animal or a group of animals. They don't have to be large. They can be your goats. A lot of people have goats.
And chickens.
Whatever their little pets are. Pigs. You got to have a way. You know, it's maybe a little bit easier for those. You can just put them into a different type of trailer, but you got to be able to get them moved or have a plan. That's the big thing.
Have a plan, and now's the time to have that plan. Not the day of the fire.
No, and you know what? And having a friend that doesn't live next door to you, but maybe in a different area, it might be a good idea that can race on over and get your horse, and because their place isn't in danger of getting burnt.
And the other thing that I'll say about all of that is this too is when fires break out, because it's gonna happen, and thank God we've got some of the best firefighters in the world living right here in Northern California.
They did lots of practice
and an amazing job of getting them down, but. That being said, don't wait. Don't wait until the evacuation order is given if they are getting close to you and you've got animals. Get ready. get them packed up, get them in a trailer, call your friend if you don't have a trailer, have them head on over. Lean forward on that. It's much better to be prepared and not have to go than not be prepared and have to go at the last second. So just think ahead for that. We are going into fire season. It's a very scary time for everybody. I get that. We are here to help as much as we possibly can. And the Shasta County Sheriff's Department does a fantastic job with their animal patrol officers, their sheriff's posse, and all the folks that help out as well.
You might want to, take a look at where you're going to take them also. Because you can't just keep them in the trailer. If you have friends or an outside the fire area that can take a horse, I know that you are limited down at Haven Humane.
Extremely limited for large animals.
But they were putting, usually the Reading Rodeo Association opens up the corrals down there as people, if they need to, can bring their horses down. But you need to check with the Reading Rodeo Association beforehand, not that day when you're trying to take them down there and you find out there's already 30 horses in there. Anyway, just be prepared for this, and if you have any questions, give Mark a call at Haven Humane. I'd call if you have a horse and you might need a place to keep it. It's called Reading Rodeo Association, and see what they're doing during fire season, and just prepare. I know that our horse will jump into a trailer, side load, or a stock trailer, but on our straight load, we had to convince her this is okay too. And then if you do, drive them around. Get them loaded on a regular basis during this time period. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, buddy. Okay, last thing.
One more thing. Because we didn't talk about it, I want to thank our volunteers and our staff.